My name is Fred Mayer. I'm a pharmacist, been a pharmacist for 60 years, graduate University of California, San Francisco, also MPH from UC Berkeley in 1970, so I'm an old geezer, 81. I've been doing smoking cessation for 60 years since I owned a little drugstore, little sleepy Portuguese village town called Sausalito, California. My email's up there, and any information, we got some cards. My wife's down here. Thank you, Jacqueline, for coming. My daughter-in-law, Karen's out there. Out in the audience also, thank you for coming. 50 years of pharmacy education is what I've been doing. I have nothing to declare. I got to push the button. Push the button and read at the same time. Hold on. Show me again. Push that button.
Just push this
button. Okay, I have nothing to declare. And then push the button again. Okay, here we go. Here's how I do my programs. I've got close to 55 public health education awareness campaigns that we've started over the last 60 years. We started the Great American Smokeout. That's over 50 years. We started our little third Thursday in November. It's coming up. We put together little packets. I'll show you those and get into those. Second thing is we gave the American cancer because of the fact in the sixth year we got so successful, couldn't handle it. Little small public health consumer pharmacy education group. We're the only kind in the world. 501c3, we also have a legal defense fund that we don't get what we want. We file suits. We sued 24 times, winning 24 out of 24 suits. We never lose because we sue in the name of patients and consumers. Next. Now I got it. Okay, here we go. So our objective of the talk, take a look. I'm going to describe the Leyenberger Mayer Basic 101 Public Health that I learned at UC Berkeley in 1970. Suggest procedure can assist patients in smoking cessation using militancy to eliminate tobacco. And Bob Gordon, who we turned all this stuff over to, is going to talk about how we just got this major victory at California State Board of Pharmacy to outlaw all tobacco products in all pharmacies in California, which has only taken us 57 years. Next slide. Let's see. Push the button again. This guy. I'm sorry. Okay. So how do we do all this stuff, folks? Leyenberger-Mayer theory. This is what I learned at Basic 101 at UC Berkeley. You got to make people aware there's a problem. And you can do this in many, many ways. We'll get into that in a minute. Then you got to get them interested in this problem. You got to educate them about the problem. You got to demonstrate you do something about the problem. Finally, evaluate. So in all 55 public health education awareness campaigns that we've discovered and started, and it's all on a website, so we need to tell you about this, is the way we do it. And we're hugely successful. Some of our campaigns are the safety caps on prescription vials. One of these things we've been doing, Admiral, for the last 6 months is we have 2,500 kids who are dying from liquid nicotine. And the e-cigarette folks are refilling them. They don't have the package insert. They don't have the safety caps on the vials. And we've had a bunch of folks who have gone to the emergency room. So we'll get into that. And we think very clearly, IEDA, awareness, interest, educate, demonstrate, and finally do something about it. So what we do in the Great American Smokeout, third Thursday in November, which is coming up, a simple little program that all of you can emulate, little county that we have, Marin County, where I come from. We have 300,000 folks. Every year we go to the American Cancer Society. We say, ACS, give us a kit. So 32 little pharmacies, they put together a kit. And what's this nice little kit? It's a I quit button that the little pharmacist and the pharmacy, the chain, can use. A little brochure, quit together, win together, that they give us Great American Smokeout, about 10 of these in each pack. A little sticker, a patient comes in, do you smoke? Yes or no, it's that simple. If there says yes, do you want to quit? We can do one of two things. One, we give them an I quit button, and I'll show you that. 1-800, call this number in 13 different languages, and you can do it on the phone, or the pharmacist can be trained like we've been training them in California, and a nice little poster. So it's a nice little thing. Very simple. Anybody in this room, you want to work with your local pharmacist? Nice and simple. ACS, they get paid lots of money. They put this stuff together. They give you a nice little kit. Comes like this. And nice and simple, you distribute it to your 32 pharmacies in Marin County. How do you do this? You go into your local pharmacy and say, we have three wholesalers in the country. McKesson, Amerisource, and the third one is Cardinal. Would you send this with your driver who drops off your drugs in your pharmacy? And they do it free of charge, so there's no mailing, there's nothing else. American Cancer, and lo and behold, you've got everything that the pharmacist needs in a nice little packet. Now, I better get going here. Once more.
Let's see if I can move this.
God damn it. I'm sorry, I can't read and do that. Cynthia, this is too complicated for an 81-year-old. All right, here we go. So you got the Leyenberger Mayer. The next thing you do, what do you do? And what I do is I write articles for newspapers, And it's the five W's. What are you going to do? Where are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? With whom are you going to do it? And we don't do any campaigns without this. As a Gantle, as an example of a campaign we're doing now about safety caps and getting e-cigarettes in these people, we go to Food and Drug. We've sued Food and Drug three different times so they listen to us. We say, Food and Drug, what are you doing about safety caps? 2,500 kids, that's how we get them interested, have gone to the emergency rooms, ERs, hospitals, and their poison centers. So this is documented. They were drinking this stuff, this liquid nicotine, because of the fact it's flavored. What are you doing about it? Food and Drug says to us, Admiral, why don't you go see the Consumer Product Safety because we're regulated and we can't put those things around there. We go see Consumer Product Safety because we did the safety caps with them. We started the campaign in March, Poison Prevention, which belongs to us, March. And we go say to them, what are you doing about it? Well, we got this bill in Congress, and 2,500 people. Meanwhile, nobody's doing anything. So what we do is then we go to our friend Channel 2, being a Democrat. I go to a Republican station, and they take on the whole system, and they show 2,500 kids. They get a hold of somebody that's accidentally swallowed this nicotine, and lo and behold, we have a campaign. So we have a five-minute expose 2 weeks ago, and now the whole world that goes viral sees that these kids are swallowing this nicotine, and lo and behold, boom. Simple little iron for what are you going to do, who are you going to do it, where are you going to do it, and boom, it takes one person. Anybody out there can do this. So you pick up on this campaign, you go after Food and Drug, you go after the Consumer Product Safety Division. Consumer Product Safety said, well, we got a bill. But you know, with the Republicans getting in, we're not going to get anything done. Next. First Great American Smokeout we ever done 52 years ago. Inside every smoker is an ex-smoker. So this is it. We always put the name American Pharmacy with our PPSI, and we always give them an 800 number. So this goes up in the little pharmacy. We got 52,000 pharmacies, and this was paid for by a manufacturer. It was in the old days when we first started, they had a little filter, and there was four filters. I don't know if any of you folks remember filter number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Each one of the openers was different size, so as you smoked, you changed the filter and you got less nicotine being absorbed at the end of the fourth filter where there was a teeny little hole. They paid for the whole campaign. We send out this poster, pamphlet, literature, information, American Cancer. We started working with them, the heart, lung. And if I can impress upon you doing one thing out in your communities, get some pharmacists on your little local boards so that you have a coalition. You've got to include the pharmacists. Why are we so important? Basic 101 again, UC Berkeley. We are the most available, accessible, acceptable of all the healthcare people. You can walk into any pharmacy in the United States, no appointment needed. We are the most trusted, but we just got knocked out of that box by the registered nurses because of managed care, and that's another story taking me hours to tell you. But to make a long story short, the reason you people are out there talking to yourself is you don't have the pharmacists. Simple. You go to your one of the 122 schools of pharmacies. You say to the dean, I need a student, I need a faculty person, and I need you to go out and help us eliminate tobacco products in pharmacies. And nice and simple, they did it in San Francisco. We just did it in Marin County. The Safeways had to get rid of their pharmacies in Marin County, their tobacco, and so did Walgreens. Next. How do we do this? Here's our president of our little local association, 300,000. We go to the board and the supervisors. We buy the supervisors. How do we buy the supervisors? It's just like CVS buys the supervisors. They want to get on the board of pharmacy. They give Schwarzenegger money, and lo and behold, they put someone on. We go work with the supervisors, and you need to get somebody in your coalitions, like a pharmacist, who can scream and holler, or a lunatic like me, scream and holler, and get your message out. And the problem is you people are talking to each other instead of talking to folks that can scream and holler and don't take money from the system. You can't go scream and holler unless you've got a coalition, and the coalition speaks for you. So this is how we did it in Marin County, and four of our drugstores and Corporate Marin got rid of their cigarettes, including CVS, and I can't thank CVS enough. Nothing would have happened without CVS, and again, this is a 60-year campaign we've been working on CVS, and lo and behold, you're CVS, right? So CVS, a big hand for CVS. Nothing would have happened without CVS. All right, the next thing is, if you don't want to do anything, you just came here to take a tax write-off in wonderful New Orleans and eat whatever the food is down here. I've had heartburn for 3 days. This is Take Charge, 1-800. You go get these little plastic cards, and in 13 languages. Anybody can use them. You go give them to your pharmacist, and the pharmacist says, do you smoke? Just like, are you allergic to penicillin, codeine, sulfas? They say, do you smoke? And the answer is either yes or no. But first, you've got to have a working relationship with your pharmacist, and that's where we fall down. So you go in your local pharmacy, a pharmacist, and you say, do you have a local association? They'll say, yes. Can we go? Can we talk to them? Because you people are being paid by the tobacco folks with the $36 billion settlement to go talk to pharmacists. Why you're not talking to us, God knows why. But anyway, advise, this is what we teach our pharmacists, 1-800-NO-BUTS. A simple thing, do you smoke, yes or no? And again, everybody who comes in with a prescription for nitroglycerin, everybody comes in with a stroke prescription, Coumadin, everybody comes in for a diabetic. You say, do you smoke, yes or no? You want to quit, yes or no? Here's a card. If you don't want to do that, set a quit date. You educate them like we're doing in California, the pharmacists, so they're smoking cessation experts. Okay, next. 2 years ago, we started Bob Gordon, our guru, we turned this over to. And if anybody wants to know how to do this, this was the program we did in San Francisco, and there's a website, and he'll tell you about his website. But this is the paper we presented. We had a booth, and we gave everybody who came to our booth, and you can have this, it's on his website, the local 122 schools of pharmacies, the deans of the pharmacists, and they're all interested in working with you. We also have coordinated all of some of the folks, at least in California, the physicians. Your county health officer wants to eliminate tobacco products also. And you put them together with a local pharmacist or somebody can scream and holler with heart cancer and stroke who we have in our Marin County Smoking Coalition. And you've got a team that can go to work and do something, at least with pharmacists. Next. We use the press, the publicity. These are some of our 24 campaigns. With National Condom Week last week and last year in Boston, we gave a talk on condoms. 50 years of condoms, we have the National Condom Promotion. The Pregnant Man's Ours, Mr. Schwarzenegger made a movie out of it. There's a pregnant man. We got an award for rectal colon cancer. Keep a rubber on the hand, arthritis we do, and all the things. And again, see that one behind the partnership? You can barely see it, but that's Kids Act Fast, and that's our poison prevention. That's why we can scream and holler like lunatics, because of poison prevention and the national campaign and the safety caps that we started 50 years ago to prevent 7,282 kids from being poisoned. So we've got some things. We put together a bunch of campaigns next, and this is how we do it. When can you work? You go to work anytime you want. And these are campaigns that we started. So do you smoke? The main thing we want those pharmacists, do you smoke, yes or no? Get the cards out there. January, in case you missed the Great American Smokeout, coming up Thursday, we have a campaign called Take a New Year's Resolution to Stop Smoking. It starts December 15th. It goes all the way through Super Bowl, February 4th. Why? Because the sports folks smoke a lot. And so all those ads you see on television with the Super Bowl, the football, is because of this campaign we started. We own it. You go out and grab it and tell them, take a New Year's resolution to start smoking, start getting press and publicity in your local. And you have to do that for the pharmacist. Then drive them into the pharmacist. Why is pharmacy so good? We are the most available, accessible, and acceptable. We're the most trusted. And everybody can walk into a pharmacy. And in a three-week period, everybody in the United States comes through a community or chain drugstore pharmacy. That's CVS. You think CVS dropped out because they're going to lose $2 billion? They're going to make $5 billion. The stock's going to go sky high because you've got mini clinics and they're going to get the 40 million Americans who are going to stop smoking. 2 minutes. Oh, my God. All right. February, March, poison prevention. April, maternal child. And again, all these are campaigns that we own that you could jump in and use. Our pregnant man. May, stroke. Anybody comes in with Coumadin, warfarin in the pharmacy. Do you smoke? Yes or no? So you can jump on these things with American Heart, and you need to go out and just grab a hold of the pharmacist, bring them into your coalition. And here we go. September cholesterol, again, we own it. Alzheimer's, diabetes, gas, Great American Smokeout. Next. So what are we going to do next 5 years? In the next minute, I'm going to tell you we're going to follow up CSS. Again, thank you so much, CVS. We could not have done it. How did CVS, why did they stop? Part of our coalition, we have a guy named Terry Grace. Dr. Grace is a PhD. He's part of our coalition. For 3.5 years, he marched up to CVS all over Washington, Maryland, and Virginia with a sign, CVS sells poisons. CVS sells poison. Now we're going after Walgreens. Walgreens is the second one we've got to get to stop selling. They're going to make a fortune. We've got to convince Walgreens that you can make more money by being good. The stock will go up by PR and the same model that he uses. It's all about making money, folks. So if we can show Walgreens you can make more money by eliminating tobacco products because you can't make any money, that's the game. And we have somebody back there. Stand up, miss. She's from Illinois. And I just want to introduce you to her. She's from the American Pediatric Association. And next year we're in Chicago, way down the bottom here, put together a model. Next year, it says Denver, we're in Chicago. Live for five more years to be able to present in Chicago. The American College a pediatrician is going to lead us to Walgreens. We're going to have a march. She says, no, we're not going to do it. We're going to march on Walgreens next year. We're not going to march. Anyway, it's a pleasure meeting you. Last slide. My time's up. My name is Mayor. I'm president. The reason we're so militant, I'm also Gray Panther. And Gray Panther, we march, we carry on. And that's all I'm asking you is next year in Chicago, we've got a nice crowd here. Let's do something. I've got a bunch of cards. And where's my new assistant? Way back. Stand up. Stand up there. If you want some cards and information, go see them and let's work together. We're a national nonprofit group. And it's time for you guys to start talking to each other and start talking to me, the pharmacist. Thank you so much for inviting me.